mentholatum's full circle with Japan.
We've been speaking with Alex Taylor, the great-grandson of Albert Alexander Hyde, inventor of mentholatum and founder of the Mentholatum Company. Now, your great-grandfather originally came to Wichita as a banker. How did he come to found the Mentholatum Company?
Well, he came in 1872 when the city was first started. He was a businessman, and he became very successful. And then in the late 1880s, when the city had a financial panic, he lost all of his investments and had to kind of scrape together a living. And one of the small companies that he had invested in was called the Yucca Soap Company. He didn't sell that off. He decided that that was the way he was going to be able to get back up on his feet. So he and his family made soap at the Yucca Soap Company. Did that for a couple of years, but he wasn't really making very much money doing that, and he realized he needed to do something going to be a little bit more profitable. One of his partners had gotten a pharmaceutical degree in Philadelphia, had told him about this exciting new medicine or chemical that was coming from Japan called menthol, and they thought that that would be something that they could sell and that people would really buy. So they started working with menthol. So it's a kind of a long story, but that's what led to the developing mentholatum, and it really worked.
Japan has played an important role in the story of mentholatum all through, hasn't it?
Well, yes, and so they were very close to Japan because of that success, and interestingly enough, the Japanese, 100 years later, bought the company. So came full circle.
Today I dream you hold me in your arms and you touch my hair. Feel like really fall in love. You kiss my hand. My heart will start.